Welcome to BlindBargains.com coverage of CSUN 2017. From braille displays to video magnifiers, we're bringing you the dish on the hottest new products, apps, and more. Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
For the latest technology news and accessibility information on cell phones, mainstream and access technology, personal medical devices, office equipment, digital audio players, and web-based and app technologies, log on to Access World, the American Foundation for the Blind's monthly technology magazine, www.afb.org/aw.
Now, here's Joe Steinkamp.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to San Diego. Joe here with David, David Bradburn of Bow Wow Wow Wow. Hey, you look well-rested and tanned. It was like you were on vacation or something.
Jeez, anyone would think we were Facebook friends.
I know.
How did you know that?
I it's just this vibe. You're glowing.
I feel like I'm radiating. Probably heat at the moment. This room's kind of hot.
I'm telling you, man. We're recording on Wednesday, and I've never seen such a busy Wednesday. This is awesome.
You know, I got to agree with you. I was commenting with some other vendors earlier. When they opened the doors, it really kind of felt like conferences from years ago.
Yeah.
It was mobbed.
Yeah.
Really, really busy.
It's very much a three-ring flying circus for sure.
Yes.
But with that said, I think the same will happen to your servers when a certain download comes out, huh?
Yes, indeed. Well, so we do have our new version 1.4 for Vario Ultra.
Right.
I actually expect we'll probably have available for download before the end of this show.
Okay.
It's possible even by the end of tomorrow, I think.
There you go.
So a couple of things, and I actually kind of wrote down five of the things that I kind of feel are kind of, you know, showstoppers, if you will, with 1.4. By far, the biggest thing that's new is that we've added support for UEB with this release.
Right, okay.
Now, for those people that have not yet kind of, you know, fully embraced UEB as their braille table of the day, UEB is not the default braille table, however. That will continue to be contracted U.S. English Braille, so grade 2. There is a shortcut command, though, for easily switching to a UEB profile if you so desire.
Gotcha.
So anyway, so that's number one.
Gotcha.
The second thing is that we've revised the menu interface in terms of how certain things are called and how they are displayed. Here's a couple of examples.
Okay.
With earlier versions of Vario Ultra, we would refer to the spreadsheet viewer, open parentheses, Excel, close parentheses. Well, let me tell you, when you're using a 20-cell version of Vario Ultra, that's a tough one to read in one line.
Uh-huh.
So we've just changed it and called it the Excel viewer.
Okay.
Because if you know what an Excel is, then you pretty much know what it is.
Exactly.
Right? And if you don't, then probably you're not going to use that application anyway.
Sure.
But it makes it easier in those terms. The other things that we have done, and actually credit to Amy Rule, who works with us in tech support, for doing the lion's share of this work.
Absolutely.
We've also revised the context-sensitive help, which we try very hard to get Vario Ultra to be something that you can receive yourself and without having to rely on someone sighted, for example, which can happen with some products, kind of learn it as you go. And so we do that by offering context-sensitive help that now, if you, for example, see word processor in the menu and you enter the command for context-sensitive help, it's going to say, and I'm paraphrasing, so the word processor is where you can open, edit, and read documents such as BRF, BRL, RTF, and so on and so forth.
Leave yourself notes, that kind of thing.
Exactly. And it's about a paragraph of text by the time we're done. However, it saves you having to go off and consult the user guide to figure out what something is, right?
Right.
So we've done that. The other thing that we're doing it in phases. So the kind of the next phase is we are also considering a kind of a simplified starting interface, would actually not include the global commands.
Okay.
So for those listeners that have ever seen Vario Ultra in note-taker mode, you may know that after it says word processor or spreadsheet viewer or what have you,
right,
it then tells you, let's say in the case of word processor, you know, W plus B9, B7, B8.
Right.
And you're like, what the heck does that mean? Well, if you are familiar with the product, it's going to mean plenty to you and you'll be fine. But if you're brand new to our device and perhaps brand new to note takers, and I will tell you, more than half people that buy Vario Ultra have never used a bound product before and have probably never used a note taker, it can be intimidating.
Yeah.
And since there is a really easy to use menu structure in there, we try and encourage those newer users to go through the menus at first and then slowly kind of learn the commands.
Right.
So we've done that. The other thing, adjustable dot strength. So this, I don't know if I would say it's the number one requested feature, but we certainly get enough people that have asked for it over time saying, can I make the dots weaker, stronger, or anything different than what it is?
And it seems like it's really a weird thing, but some types of neuropathy and the like, people feel very strongly about how
they do indeed
mushy their braille is,
indeed,
for lack of a better term.
We actually, they'll remain nameless, but we actually have a brand new customer right now that's kind of saying, you know, my braille cells feel flat.
Yeah.
And that's the first, I will say.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to argue the point.
My father used to work in automotives. And he had a woman who came in one time and said that as she accelerated, her dash got smaller. But as she decelerated, it expanded back to normal size. So there are all types of different people in this world.
Right.
And my father then said, what do you want and can I have some? But that's another story for another time.
That's funny. Yes. Well, in any event,
yeah.
On a scale of 0 to 200,
sure,
a standard Vario Ultra is probably somewhere in about 150.
Okay.
So you have... you know, a little bit of range to kind of make the dots even sharper.
Right.
Conversely, you have a lot to make it kind of softer as well, if you so desire.
This one goes to 11. Gotcha.
Right. Now, right. I should add, for anyone who has an older Vario Ultra, I don't remember the cutoff date, but very early units do not have the hardware capability to support this feature.
Okay.
So the feature just simply won't show up for them. But anyone, certainly, that had a Vario Ultra that was built in the second half of last year, I think I can confidently say, it might even be since April of last year, okay, will be fine.
Is that something that you could contact support about and check your serial number against?
For sure.
Okay.
Yes, we can definitely do that.
Okay.
So the other thing, this is hugely popular. Our beta testers were loving this when they were working with this. We now have the ability, get this,
mm-hmm,
to wake up a sleeping iPhone that is paired with your Vario Ultra.
This is very, very true.
Now, for our users who are deafblind, they love this the most.
Sure.
Because the big deal is, well, how do I know if it's on or what? Yeah, well, no problem.
Yeah, especially later in iPhones that go to sleep, like, by default, like 15 seconds.
Exactly. Well, you know what? My iPhone, by default, is set to kind of go into that
dim mode, whatever they call it,
yeah, after 2 minutes. Well, if I'm trying to demonstrate Vario Ultra, frankly, that isn't enough time.
No.
And if I just stop to get interviewed by Joe Steinkamp,
for some
guess
reason,
what? My Vario Ultra switches off.
This is true.
So, but being able to wake that iPhone, oh my gosh, it is sweet.
Yeah.
It really is very, very cool. And I believe we're the only ones that can do that at this point. I can't say we'll be the only ones forever, but
yeah,
we
exactly
are the only ones,
yeah,
right now.
Now that you started it, right? Yeah.
So speaking of the iPhone and mm-hmm, and so forth, you also now, you do have the ability to actually initiate all of the pairing from your iOS device. And that pairing is a lot easier today. I won't bore you with all the step-by-step instructions except to say that you had to make sure you were in computer braille on the Vario Ultra,
yep,
to enter in a pairing code after you'd entered pairing code on the phone.
That's true.
Now, we've actually self-populated the pairing code on Vario Ultra already for you. So once you've done the pairing initiation from your phone, from VoiceOver,
mm-hmm,
Vario Ultra is going to say, hey, here's the code. You just press the enter key on the Vario Ultra, you're pit. It's just a beautiful thing.
Now, I say this because we have a Vario Ultra in the house.
Yes.
Have you played with it with the new Windows Insider? Because Ricky loves driving the new narrator,
yes,
with her Vario.
So the short answer is no, I have not,
no,
personally.
Okay.
I
should have brought my Surface.
You should have done.
I know. Sorry.
So I just don't know the answer. I don't doubt probably that some of our beta,
yeah,
testers may have been. I've certainly heard from some customers that have been trying it out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's about as much as I can say on that.
Okay, but that is really exciting, and I can say with some assurity standing here that it does work because Ricky likes using my Surface with the Insider build.
That's great.
Not the one that's downloading currently at the house because it's back there. But,
yes,
but yeah, that does work, and that's really exciting to see. There are some other things, too. Just recently a new Braille device came out not too long ago.
That's true. So the newest product in terms, mm-hmm, of Braille is just a Braille display. And I say just a Braille display to differentiate,
sure,
because Vario Ultra is not just a Braille display.
Correct. Yeah, right.
It's called the Vario 340. It is a 40-cell Braille line that retails for $2,895.
Uh-huh.
It is a USB-only device. There's no Bluetooth connection, so you're not going to get this device to use with your iPhone.
Right.
You will, however, if you are a computer user and you're not looking for something that you need to kind of carry around with you all the time, this is the device for you. It is extremely compact and lightweight. If you're familiar with Bound products, you know that's pretty much a staple of our design.
True.
What you can do with the Vario 340, though, additionally, is you can actually turn the Braille display upside down. Now, clearly you can turn anything upside down.
Right, right.
But you can do it in such a way that the dots are actually facing the right way up when you turn it upside down, but it actually gets you an inch closer to the keyboard.
Yeah.
So if you are using your keyboard and you're kind of bringing your hands towards you to read the Braille, you're not having to travel so far to do that.
Yeah.
So that's been a nice thing. And because it is USB, there's no battery in there, so that makes it even lighter.
Cool.
Anyway, very, very nice device. Works great with Jaws Screen Reader and others that we support. It doesn't require any driver. It's a human interface device, or HID.
Plug and play kind of thing.
It really is plug and play. It's beautiful. In fact, the first time I got one last year, I was using it with Jaws on one of the laptops that we use, and I just went into Jaws, just shows that, you know, BAM universal display.
Yeah, bam.
I was off to the races. It was it was really, really good.
And then Vizio Book just had a new model, or...
So there has been an improvement to Vizio Book.
Okay.
And just to remind everybody, the Vizio Book is sold exclusively by the American Printing House for the Blind.
Right.
And the main difference is that the camera technology is now full HD.
Okay.
Meaning 1080p resolution. In the past, it was 720p. So for anybody looking for a CCTV of that size,
right,
you now have a full HD resolution. The screen image looks as good as anything else that we see.
Great for looking at family photos, magazines, periodicals.
Yeah,
that kind of thing.
Actually, I think the thing that captivates most people with products like Vizio Book and the slightly larger Vizio Desk that we sell is the fact that when you're not using the devices, they fold flat, so you can really take them pretty much anywhere you want, but they run on battery.
Yeah.
So, you know, the Vizio Book runs for 5 hours, the Vizio Desk runs for 6 hours. I don't believe there's anything else in the industry that comes close to 5 hours. You might find some smaller handheld devices running for 4.
Right.
But beyond that, that's as good as it's going
to
get.
And you're back to 720p on most of those cameras.
For sure.
Yeah.
So at least then with these Bound displays, you know, whether you're in school or you're in the workplace, they're going to last all day for all intents and purposes.
And flat, so you can carry it from class to class or put it on a TV cart. Or
In the case of the Vizio Book, it has a little carrying sleeve, but not a carry case.
Right.
I actually just put it in my backpack.
Sure.
Just like it would a laptop computer. In the case of Vizio Desk, it does come with a dedicated carry case that has handles and a strap. You can remove the strap if you wish. And weight-wise, the Vizio Book's about 7.5 pounds, and it's 9.5 for the slightly bigger Vizio Desk, which features a 15.5-inch screen instead of a 12.5-inch screen.
And as someone who travels a lot for this particular vocation, he knows a lot about carrying that.
I do. I've been working my shoulders. My shoulder muscles are pretty strong at this point.
Yeah, all right.
There is one other product I'd love to just share briefly about. It's also a CCTV. It's brand new.
Okay.
We're showing it here. They just arrived last week, actually. It's the Vizio 500.
Okay.
It's directly to your right. The Vizio 500 is a CCTV designed primarily for the workplace.
Okay.
There's a couple of reasons why I'd like to tell you that is.
All right.
So if you think about a conventional CCTV,
mm-hmm.
and so if you feel the
right
text
there.
Down here,
yep.
So there's an XY table.
Right, the
You're
classic XY
with that
table.
On,
yep.
right?
And our little bumps on the side to be able to move things in and out.
So I can move my table left and right,
yep.
and I can move it away from me and toward me.
Right.
And that's how I can read the page.
Correct.
Now, if I had a computer keyboard or a computer.
Right about there.
Well, we'll talk about it in front of me in a minute.
Yeah.
But if you think about a conventional CCTV, if you're in the workplace, you're more likely going to have a CCTV on one side of the desk.
Correct.
Your computer on the other.
Yeah.
You do agree?
Unless I'm doing something like a monitor ballet or something.
Seems fair enough,
right?
Okay. If I wanted to have my computer keyboard in front of me,
mm-hmm.
the XY table is going to bump into the keyboard.
Absolutely.
Well, that's where Bound design ingenuity comes in.
Okay.
So let me lock the table.
Right.
Try and move that table towards you.
Okay, we'll try and move, and I can only move it to left and right because it's locked in place on
so
one.
So now,
axis.
If I have my computer keyboard in front of me, it's not going to get hit.
Right.
But here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
So these little grips that are on the corner, front corners.
That was the first thing I noticed.
So pinch it with your thumb and forefinger. Pull it towards you.
Okay.
Pull it towards you this way.
This way.
Towards the front.
Okay, no. Like right there, right?
So it's now moving the camera, and the image is moving.
Oh, see,
so
I wasn't even looking up there.
The
yes, he's right.
The camera is moving.
The camera moved up and down on the axis because the tray is locked into place. So that way, if I needed to read to the top or the bottom of the page, by holding on to this little slat, if you will.
Just push it away from you to go towards the bottom of the page, and the camera is moving towards the bottom.
Yeah, okay. And
then I pull it towards me to go to the top.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing, too.
Okay, yeah.
I press the zoom control. I press it twice, and now what I get is a window that I can resize, and I can do split screening with my computer.
Okay.
Or I can press it and see the entire computer screen.
Okay.
So now your computer can actually just be hidden.
Okay.
All you need is the computer keyboard, which I'm assuming if you're anything like me, right. Someone's using a Bluetooth
exactly.
keyboard these days. So it's a wireless keyboard, probably,
okay.
sitting right in front. And now I only have to use one screen, and that's the one that comes with the Vizio 500.
Now, is it a tilt with the camera, or is it a matter of...
Thank you.
Okay.
You read my mind for the segue.
Okay. Okay.
So right now, this monitor is it's locked into place.
Right.
It's solid. It's not going anywhere.
Right.
However, I'm going to tilt the screen. Give me a hand.
Right.
So at the
there
back
that
here,
is, right.
There's some mm-hmm. controls. There's actually a big mm-hmm. button.
Yep.
Right here.
Right there, the very
bottom.
Large one. Yep.
And then there's two smaller ones.
Right there. Yeah,
now,
and they're little circles.
I'm going to put the
one has
right
an indent,
up.
And the other has a little
so
dot.
So the larger
on.
Button, I'm going to place all of my fingers uh-huh. on both sides, because there's one on both sides of the screen.
Okay.
I'm pressing it. If you hold your microphone towards the back of the screen, you may hear this noise when I press it.
Okay.
Did you hear that? I'll do it again.
Yep, right there.
Look how it works.
Yep.
Okay, that is the brake being released. Now the screen can telescope out toward me.
Okay.
It can telescope
right.
into away from me. I
all
can
right.
put it up.
Right.
Now, I'm just for those people that don't have the visual here.
Yep.
This screen now probably would be ideal for someone who was standing at 6'3", 6'4".
I would agree, yeah. And then if you're reading a recipe or something and needing to come back and forth.
Yep. Well, better yet, you just move the screen out of your way. Now it's perfect height for me.
Yep.
I could be having my cooking bowl underneath here and be
correct.
Preparing something underneath yep. the camera.
Wow.
Now, that said, this is not waterproof, so don't get it.
No.
But try this at home.
But if you're doing something like with drafting, or if you need to do something that requires you to step away and then come back, or
yes.
If you're trying to, say, put a nail in a certain place.
And the camera does have, by the way, various set positions, so you can, in fact, use it as a mirror.
Okay.
So if I was to move
the shaving mirror
down,
classic, yeah.
Yep, exactly.
Yep. Right.
So I'm going to move the camera into the mirror position.
Wow.
The lights turn off. It's just as well this is on radio.
I was about to say,
me,
we'd scare
not,
a lot of people,
yes,
the both of us.
Exactly.
Yes, agreed.
So, but I can now see that I'm probably in need of another shave.
You and me both. That happens.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
1080p. It had to be 1080p. Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah, that's scary.
I think we need makeup artists.
I think
booth.
We looked better in 720
yes.
for sure. Definitely. Now,
good.
With all this positioning, some people in the past who've done telescoping have rotated this screen. So, like, if they were on an Excel table, they could turn this to kind of portrait mode instead of landscape.
I understand what you're saying.
Right.
That is not something this can do.
Okay. Another question, if somebody is moving this thing, is there a position light under here on the XY table so you can see where your camera is positioned?
There is not.
Okay.
I mean, if you really didn't know...
Yeah.
So if I, for example, I'm right now I've positioned it by
right.
just pressing the of the smaller buttons on the back.
Yeah.
I press the one that's to go down.
Gotcha.
The camera is now at the very, very back. It won't go any further.
Further. Okay.
It's,
so that gives
stopped.
Me an idea of where I'm starting.
No, you know. So from there,
yeah.
I press the top button once.
Yeah. Okay.
It goes to the middle.
Middle. Okay.
I press it a second time. It goes to
the
front. So if I was filling out a checkbook or something like
correct.
That.
Correct.
Or a form with a pen, I could do that here.
Right. And by top and bottom and middle, what we mean is furthest back from the XY
yes,
table.
Top would be the top of the page.
Of the, right. So think of it like
stands.
A clock, 12 o'clock. Then
yes.
coming towards us would be in the middle of the clock. And then again to
right.
where your checkbook would be 6 o'clock as far as the camera
yes.
is looking down.
So the third time I press it is the mirror.
I got
so
you.
So now I go in reverse. So if I'm in the mirror,
yeah.
I press the down button. It goes to the front position of the page.
Gotcha.
I press it again, goes to the middle, and I press it again, it now goes to the top of
the
page.
Top of the page, yeah. Okay.
Now, these are only just to kind of get you quickly to those positions.
Yeah.
Remember that
we still
when
have
you're
the...
here, if I'm using the damping of the XY table, the camera moves anyway.
Yeah.
And so...
And I still have the position, the ability to customize that.
You do.
With the lever, slat, whatever we want to...
Yes.
Okay, the professional, I'm just looking for the...
Yes, I would call them, I would just call them XY table grips.
Okay, I like grips.
Yeah.
I like that, okay.
Yes.
All right, so this is going to be shipping soon.
It's available now.
Okay.
It's the retail price of the Vizio 500 is $4,995,
okay.
which is the highest price point of any of our CCTVs, to be honest with you.
But it's also more versatile and flexible in all the demonstration
and, you know,
that you do.
And from the ergonomic design point of view, and again, yeah. it's really been designed with the workplace in mind,
yeah.
because we understand that those challenges only too well. There's nothing else like it.
Sure, and it's tactile. They're, like I was saying, on the back of the buttons, there was the one that's completely round, a little divot, and then there was a button on the other one.
Precisely.
And then the large one at the bottom, so you know what you're touching.
Absolutely.
You don't necessarily have to worry too much about, like with grip, it's not that hard to move.
And by the way, I should add for your listeners, our developers are also then working on the OCR and speech option for this device.
Okay.
So that'll be coming.
Is that a module or an upgrade?
It's going to, I don't know exactly how it's going to be done.
But it's an option.
It's certainly going to be an option. So you can buy a Vizio 500 without it.
Yeah.
You can buy a Vizio 500 with it.
Right.
And if you have a Vizio 500 without it and you want to buy it later, you'll be able to get it.
Add it on. Okay.
It will connect. It'll be a little module, I think, that you will connect to the system.
Will this fold down like other Vizios?
Yeah, so this one. So when this is in the putting away position.
Right.
So I'm just showing you here.
Yeah.
Let me just turn it off once.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So feel how high the screen is right now.
Right. Okay.
So normally, and if I was transporting this, the camera would be underneath this screen.
Okay.
It's not right now.
Right.
So you can imagine we've got probably something that's standing, what would you say, about 10, 11 inches?
Easily. Yep.
Let's say 12 inches just to be
fair. Yeah.
So if we said that it was a foot in height when it's folded,
mm-hmm.
you can imagine the box that it sits in isn't that much bigger, but
right.
it's very well protected. And if you compare it to, you know, conventionals, it's just my little sign there.
Yeah, no.
If you compare it to conventional CCTVs, however,
yeah.
it would be, you'd have a box two, possibly even
sure.
three times the size.
Sure. But it's solid, and so there's moving parts, but when it's in these locked positions, it is very much in that locked position.
It is. It's solid.
Yeah.
It's,
that is very interesting.
Actually, occasionally, if I get to the product and I see someone's trying to look at it and figure it out themselves without us here, I can see them trying to physically move the camera.
No.
Don't do that.
Now, this is a electronic powered. It's not a battery operated device.
Correct. It
okay.
is not battery.
Okay. So it's truly a desktop CCTV,
yes.
but more than just your average. And I have to say, others have tried to do some of the features that I talked about before, but the telescoping monitor is special. The ability to flip that around and see yourself, that's not done too often.
No.
And again, the ability to lock that in place, put your keyboard there, and move up and down just with these grips on the side of the XY, that is really unique and
yes.
really easy to manipulate.
Indeed. Yeah, well, it's and of course, the resolution, I mean, obviously you're not going to get it when you're listening to us
sure,
talk about
sure.
it. But the resolution of this device, which is full HD on a 24-inch thin widescreen
very
monitor,
thin. Yep.
it really is beautiful technology.
So people will be able to go to YouTube at some point or see?
Actually we already have a uh-huh. really informative 10-minute long video.
Okay.
It is on YouTube. However, you can find it on our website.
Okay, where
so
would that
as
be?
As always, uh-huh. I'm going to say it and then I'm going to spell it.
All right.
So if your listeners go to www.baumusa.com, that's B-A-U-M, M like mother, USA.com, you would then look under our product section for the Vizio 500 and you will find the video there. And that video, by the way, kind of, it does an excellent job of kind of showing you, okay, here's someone with a conventional CCTV in the workplace.
Yep.
Look how much space this is taking up.
Yep.
And then you see someone with the Vizio 500 where they're using just the Vizio 500 for the screen. They've got their computer connected via HDMI into the back of the Vizio 500, the computer keyboard's in front of it,
yeah.
and they're a happy camper.
Fantastic. That was a real surprise. Thank you for taking the time to show us.
My pleasure, John.
David, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
From sunny San Diego, it is Joe and David here at CSUN 2017.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys. Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2017.